Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey everybody, Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. Yesterday I taped the upcoming video about a lawsuit being filed by 3 former FBI officials targeting the Bureau and particularly naming Kash Patel and Dan Bongino as incompetent, as wrongly firing them, as caring more about their social media and, you know, their political revenge tour than about protecting the country. And given what we've seen from Kash and from the FBI since this assassination of Charlie Kirk, I feel like the testimony in that lawsuit is more important than ever. So I want to put the video out, but just kind of note that I taped it before this sort of ongoing news story about the FBI's response to the shooting in Utah, because at minimum, Kash Patel has absolutely bungled that, publicly posting about having a suspect and then having to post again about how they'd released the suspect, humiliating. And also news that that the agent in the Utah region, who's supposed to be in charge of that area, had been fired for reasons unknown. Some suspicions that it was an anti-DEI firing because he was Muslim. So more to be found out on that. But I think the internal story of what is happening at the FBI is going to continue to be a major, major news item for us to follow and a major risk for the country. And I think that we are seeing a little bit of that incompetence in real time in the response from the Bureau to the Kirk assassination. So stick around for more details from this lawsuit, because it is a fucking doozy. And we'll be back for more on this as news develops out of Utah. Hey everybody, Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. We've got a breaking news story from the New York Times about a lawsuit from 3 former top FBI officials targeting Kash Patel and targeting this administration on the grounds of unlawful removal from their jobs. I want to shout out Alan Fuhrer and Glenn Thrush at The Times, who have the scoop on this. We'll put the link to their story at the bottom. We've had Glenn on the channel a few times. I'm sure we'll have him back soon. It is a story that we've been following for a while. And we had Mike Feinberg on, former FBI official who resigned, but was essentially pushed out over the fact that he hung out with Peter Strzok, basically. Peter Strzok, who was involved in the investigation against Trump and the first Russia investigation.
It's come to his attention that I have remained friends and remained in contact with Pete Strzok since he left the Bureau. And there's nothing false in that. It's absolutely true. He and his wife were a guest at my wedding. We hang out quite a bit. We talk all the time. As I said in the piece, largely about the food scene in various cities and mostly about different bands. You know, our friendship kicked off when we discovered we were both huge Smiths fans. It's not exactly the stuff of a deep state conspiracy.
And that same campaign of targeting and intimidation and retribution inside the Bureau is what underlines this legal filing. So the former officials who brought the suit, Brian Driscoll, Steven Jensen, and Spencer Evans. Driscoll, we've been talking about here quite a bit. He's known as the Driz, very well respected inside the Bureau. He ended up becoming the de facto director of the Bureau after Christopher Wray resigned like a coward, rather than forcing Donald Trump to fire him. So the Driz ends up kind of being the de facto head of the Bureau for a little while and receives very positive reviews from everybody. As somebody who just like got thrust into this job, focused on doing the work, focused on protecting agents who are just doing their jobs, you know, not being political. And that unwillingness essentially to act on Donald Trump's campaign of retribution inside the FBI is what ends up getting him removed. According to the suit. In the suit, they accuse Mr. Patel of dismissing them. It's the first time I've ever called Kash Mr. Patel. Appreciate the formality of the New York Times. They accused Kash, money sign, of dismissing them as part of a campaign of retribution because they didn't demonstrate sufficient political loyalty. Nirai Patel not only acted unlawfully, but deliberately chose to prioritize politicizing the FBI over protecting the American people. And I want to get into the details of the ways in which he politicized the FBI and the ways he targeted this, guys. But that is the key point here. The FBI is not a place where you put in your partisan friends. It's not a spoil system part of the federal government. Okay. We want agents who have expertise and experience going after bad guys. That's the job of the FBI. Okay. That we need that for us. For the party that is, oh, we're backing the blue. Oh, we're law and order. Oh, you the left is putting us at risk. What's putting us more at risk? Okay. Because I think it is putting in political stooges in front of the at the head of the FBI and getting rid of people who have actual expertise in going after child sex predators, looking into Chinese espionage and all the other things that the FBI does on our behalf. You know, we talked about this with that shooting in Minnesota. I'm not blaming Kash Patel on that, but all I'm saying is that the person, there's like some confusion over their gender pronouns at one point, were trans, maybe regretted it, but whatever. The person that shot up that church, okay, told people they'd shoot up that church. They posted it onto social media. That there were known threats. And this administration is de-emphasizing that, firing people whose job it is to look after domestic terror threats. Refusing to call out white supremacist domestic terror when it happens. That wasn't the case in Minnesota, but they want to de-emphasize any efforts to look at potential radicalization within the country, to instead focus only on immigration and to put fucking C-list podcast hosts in charge of massive portfolios of the Bureau of Investigation as repayment for being nice to Mr. Trump. That's what they're doing. And it is putting people at risk. And they're right about this. Going through the lawsuit even more. As the Time writes, the suit describes previously unreported accounts about key Trump appointees, including Cash, Stephen Miller, and now soon to be Judge Emil Bove. And with regards to Miller and Bove, Miller's at the center of the suit. He is not Senate confirmed, as they point out, but he's making demands of those officials at the FBI. Emil Bove stated that he was receiving pressure from White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller to see symmetrical action at the FBI has been happening at the DOJ. He made clear that he and Miller wanted to see personnel action like reassignment, removals, and terminations at the FBI. So, you know, that's something we've known that's been happening, but there it is right there in the lawsuit. They're pushing out people just based on their politics, based on the fact that they were involved in investigations into Trump. I want to pull out a couple of the other examples mentioned in the suit and in the Times article. The Driz described his initial vetting interview with Kash Patel. He was informed that he could have a top position if he was, quote, not prolific on social media, did not donate to the Democratic Party, and did not vote for Kamala Harris in 2024. So that's it. A job qualification to be a leader at the FBI now in this administration, you have to there's a political loyalty test in order to have a job protecting Americans. Something that's good to know. Driscoll had then had a second interview with Paul Ingrassia, who was the White House DOJ transition liaison. Ingrassia is a totally unqualified lunatic. He makes Kash Patel look downright accomplished. Ingrassia has palled around with white nationalists. He advances the most insane arguments on behalf of Trump on social media. So he has been prolific. Driscoll, the fucking career professional FBI official, had to go interview with this Twitter troll, with this total zero Twitter troll, embarrassing, somebody that you wouldn't hire to coach your kid's soccer team. A top person at the Bureau has to interview with him. During that interview, Ingrassia asked Driscoll whether he supported Mr. Trump, what he thought about DEI. The Driz ends up, as I mentioned at the top, getting kind of put into this job by accident. He had been applying for the number two job, and it was going to be a different FBI agent that was named as acting director. But there was a mistake. The White House described it as a clerical error, where they issued a public statement giving Driscoll the top job. Trump and his team didn't want to be embarrassed and admit that to fixing the screw up. So they told Mr. Driscoll he could keep the top job. Driscoll said, okay, as long as he wouldn't be called upon to fire anyone without due process. That almost immediately they began demanding him to do that. Bove brought up the pressure he was receiving from Miller to conduct summary firings of agents who had been involved in investigations against Trump. one of his most insistent demands was that they create a list of all of the agents that had worked on the vast investigation into the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. So they wanted a list of anybody, not even political opponents, just people who were doing their job that day and were part of the investigation against the people that stormed the Capitol. These guys are also babies, it's important to know. In this lawsuit, Bove tells Driscoll that he was pissed at him in part because there were some parody videos that were being passed around FBI employees where Bove was portrayed as the Batman villain Bane while Driscoll was portrayed as Batman. Driscoll is like, dude, I have a real fucking job to do. All right. I didn't make the video. I don't know who did it. Like, why are you being such a little bitch? He didn't use that word. I'm just summarizing essentially where Driscoll was. And yet this is another reason that gets him on the wrong side of these guys. And then Driscoll points out what happens with Dan Bongino comes in. Bongino comes in, obviously, as being deputy FBI director. The critique of him is that he has a, quote, intense focus on increasing online engagement of his social media profiles. He's worried his followers have a negative perception of the FBI because he's been advancing deep state conspiracies his whole career. People that worked under him were worried that Bongino was spending more time creating content for his social media pages than on actual FBI investigations. They are who we thought they were, but this is what's happening. At the top level of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the organization whose job it is to protect us from domestic terrorists, to go after people that are trafficking kids, dealing drugs across state lines, like terrorism. The people that are in charge of this care more about firing those who hurt Donald Trump's fifis and making sure that their social media pages are getting good engagement than they care about doing their jobs on behalf of the American people. The whole thing is pathetic. A couple other people who got pushed out that were not a party to the lawsuit. One was Walter Giardina. I've mentioned him before on here in his story. He's one whose wife was dying when all this was going on. And then there's Chris Meyer, an agent who was Cash Patel's pilot. Both of them were targeted online by far-right critics, by MAGA critics. And like these tweets about these random agents had been sent to top White House aides. And so the White House aides had told FBI officials then to have these guys fired. Again, it's crazy. I mean, in the filing, these guys discuss their colleagues, Giardina and Meyer, saying that they were decorated combat veterans. They had decades of investigative experience. They had a respect for the institution, a disdain for self-promotion. Nobody knew who they were. They weren't, you know, frequent guests on Bannon's War Room. Like, these are people that actually serve the country and want to protect the country. Anonymous people, folks out there, exactly the type of people you want in government. They're getting pushed out because some fucking trolls on the internet thought that they might not be fully supportive of Mr. Trump's authoritarian takeover. In early July, Jensen, again, one of the three folks filing this lawsuit, Jensen goes to Cash's office to urge him to protect Giardina's job. He says he's been unfairly targeted. He said it would be, quote, inexcusably cruel to add to the burden of him because he's caring for his dying wife and he's done his job well. Cash's response to Jensen when that happened was to hand him a challenge coin that had his name on it with the S replaced by a money sign, and then give him three cigars, told him, you're crushing it, and you can get out of here. I'll take it under advisement. He fired Giardina right after. So there you go. That's who we're dealing with. We're dealing with small men who don't care at all about the country, who care about putting their fucking name and image on random coins to hand out to people, who care about their social media engagement. And what they're doing is targeting and snuffing out people who do care about the country, who do care about their jobs, care about their families, care about our families, who want to protect us. And they're getting pushed out because they're being slandered, because they're perceived foes of the MAGA agenda, because they were doing their job investigating criminals on January 6th. It is sick what these people are doing at the FBI. It's absolutely sick. And it is going to lead to a more dangerous country. And I think that both on the merits and on the politics of this, people should be outraged by the way that our federal police force is being run right now. So we'll be back for much more. We'll see you soon.